I feel honored to follow Sister Park, and her service and teachings, as well as those of her counselors, have blessed all of us. About this same hour, 18 and a half years ago, I was standing near this pulpit waiting for the congregational singing to end when I was to step forward and give my first general conference address. My anxiety on that occasion must have been obvious. Elder L. Tom Perry, who was standing behind me, leaned forward and in his positive and enthusiastic way whispered in my ear, "Relax. We haven't lost anyone at that pulpit in years." Those encouraging words and the few minutes which followed, in which I spoke for the first time to a worldwide audience of Latter-day Saints, constitute a treasured memory for me. Like all of you, I am constantly accumulating a reservoir of memories, which, when recalled, make up a very useful and often enjoyable part of my consciousness. And despite resolutions I made as a young man, never, ever to weary others with my reminiscing when I grew older, I now take great pleasure in sharing my own memories at almost every possible occasion. Today, however, I wish to speak of a more profound role of memory and remembering in the gospel of Jesus Christ than the passive recall and enjoyment of information. If we pay close attention to the uses of the word remember in the Holy Scriptures, we will recognize that remembering in the way God intends is a fundamental and saving principle of the gospel. This is so because prophetic admonitions to remember are almost always calls to action, to listen, to see, to do, to obey, to repent. King Benjamin called for such active remembering from his people. And finally he said, "I cannot tell you all the things whereby ye may commit sin, for there are diverse ways and means, even so many that I cannot number them. But this much I can tell you, that if ye do not watch yourselves and your thoughts and your words and your deeds and observe the commandments of God, and continue in the faith of what ye have heard concerning the coming of our Lord, even unto the end of your lives, ye must perish." And now, O man, pleads Benjamin, remember and perish not. Realizing the vital role remembering is to play in our lives, what else ought we to remember? In response, assembled as we are today, to remember and to rededicate this historic tabernacle, I suggest that the history of the church, the history of the Church of Jesus Christ and its people, deserves our remembrance. The Scriptures give the church's history a high priority. In fact, much of Scripture is church history. On the very day the church was organized, God commanded Joseph Smith, "Behold, there shall be a record kept among you." Joseph acted on that command by appointing Oliver Cowdery, the second elder of the church and his chief assistant, as the first church historian. We keep records to help us remember, and a record of the church's rise and progress has been kept from Oliver Cowdery's time to the present day. This extraordinary historical record reminds us that God has again opened the heavens and reveal truths that call our generation to action. Of all that has been collected, preserved, and written over those many years by historians, nothing exemplifies the importance and the power of the church's history more than Joseph Smith's simple and honest story of God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, appearing to him in what our history books now call the first vision. in words that generations of missionaries have committed to memory and shared with seekers of truth the world over, Joseph describes the miraculous way in which he received an answer to his question, posed in prayer, of which church is right. Said he, "I saw a pillar of light exactly over my head, above the brightness of the sun, which descended gradually until it fell upon me. As the light rested upon me, I saw two personages whose brightness and glory defy all description, standing above me in the air. One of them spake unto me, calling me by name, and said, pointing to the other, This is my beloved son. Hear him." Hear him, Joseph did. And millions have heard or read and believed his account and have embraced the gospel of Jesus Christ he helped restore. I believe Joseph Smith and testify he was a true prophet of God. Remembering his experience of the first vision never fails to stir my soul to greater commitment and action. No one has greater appreciation for the value of the church's history than President Gordon B. Hinckley. We love his delightful sense of humor, but his sense of history is equally keen. Inspiring stories and anecdotes from our past punctuate his writings and sermons. As our living prophet, he consciously emphasizes the past and the future to help us live more righteously in the present. Because of his teachings, we understand that remembering enables us to see God's hand in our past, just as prophecy and faith assure us of God's hand in our future. President Hinckley reminds us of how members in the past have faced their challenges so that we, through the grace of God, can more faithfully face our own. By keeping our past alive, he connects us to the people, places, and events that make up our spiritual heritage. And in so doing, he has motivated us to greater service, faith, and kindness. In an exemplary way, President Hinckley has also openly shared from his own and from his family histories. Scores of discouraged new missionaries have been comforted to learn that President Hinckley was also discouraged in the early days of his mission and admitted as much to his father. He has even courageously shared his father's brief response. "Dear Gordon, I have your recent letter. I have only one suggestion. Forget yourself and go to work." Over 70 years later, we are all witnesses to how earnestly President Hinckley took that counsel to heart. His sterling character and prophetic wisdom provide persuasive proof for the benefits of remembering the church's history as well as our own. There is much more to say about memory and remembering in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We speak often of remembering our sacred covenants, of God's commandments, and of remembering and performing sacred ordinances for our deceased ancestors. Most importantly, we speak of the need to always remember our Savior, Jesus Christ, and not just when convenient, but always as he asks. We witness always to remember him as we partake of the sacrament. In return, we are promised his Spirit will always be with us. Interestingly, this is the same Spirit sent by our Heavenly Father to bring all things to our remembrance. Thus, by worthily receiving the sacrament, we are blessed by the Spirit to enter into a wonderfully beneficial circle of remembering, returning again and again in our thinking and devotion to Christ and to his atonement. Coming unto Christ and being perfected in him is, I believe, the ultimate purpose of all remembering. Therefore, I pray that God will bless us always to remember, especially his perfect Son, and perish not. I gratefully testify of Christ's divinity and saving power. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.